So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
My name is Julian Pablo Ledesma. Some parts of San Antonio I'm known as Julian, so you can say that as well. I was born on the south side of San Antonio. There we go. In fact, I was born so close I could look out of my childhood home and I could see Mission Concepcion. So that's exactly where I was. Something very interesting about my childhood is that I was raised by women. So I was raised by my mom, my grandmother, and my older sister. So there was no male dominance growing up. There was no male machismo. There was nothing like that. It was just women and women's love. my mother was a survivalist. She had a very rough life. So she taught me a lot of life skills. She taught me how to flip a dollar. She taught me how to, $20, go to the grocery store and you can last that for a week, sometimes 2 weeks. She was a very brave woman, and she, in fact, was the person who introduced me to God. And I remember telling her that I was gay, and she completely just loved me for who I was. And and so I remember her telling me as a young boy that she introduced me to God, and she told me that God is love. And it wasn't until when I got older, about teenage years, I found out that gay people aren't going to heaven and gay people aren't inheriting the kingdom of God. And this immediately did not sound right to me. And I did not understand that, because I had a relationship with God because she introduced me at a very young age, and then it wasn't until later I find this out. So it just did not strike the right chord with me. And my mother assured me, you love whoever the hell you want to love. And so she taught me life skills. My grandmother was a very beautiful woman, inside and out. She was a model throughout all her life. And even into her old age, she was also a model for Woman's World, and now that's Lane Bryant. She was also a fighter, and she taught me how to fight as well. She always, whenever we traveled, she always had like all these suitcases, of course, but she had a whole suitcase just dedicated to makeup alone. And before she put on her makeup every day, she always said, I'm about to put on my war paint. she taught me about glamour. She taught me about getting dressed and looking nice, because this is going to be the way you dress is how you're going to succeed. And what comes out of your mouth is how successful you're going to be. She was a very beautiful woman. My sister, she is the artist of the family. And so she is a published author, published poet. She was a professional singer. And she sang in different bands, different mariachi bands, different choirs. And she was the person who introduced me that I am an artist. And I chuckled at the idea, like, man, I'm not an artist. I don't know if I'm an artist. But she goes, no, you are. You sing beautifully. And anything she would sing or anything she would learn to sing, I would learn to sing as well. So I always followed her everywhere. We quickly found out I was not really a good singer. I could carry a tune, but I wasn't the soloist, or I wasn't at the level that she was. She was paid to sing. Then she introduced me to just all these different artistries, and she's like, okay, let's figure this out, because I know you're an artist. So there we go. I'm trying to draw, and I'm trying to paint, then she tried to teach me how to cook, to garden. I mean, and just failure after failure. I was not good at any of those things. It wasn't until, this is way back when, we had disposable cameras. They're fun savers. And I found out together that we had a knack. I had a knack for photography. And from that point on, I started telling people I'm the gayest photographer in San Antonio. and so I was really stoked about learning this artistry, and I was really stoked about photography. And I remember I was 21 years old, 2 months into my 21st birthday, and I went out with my friends, and I received a phone call from my mother. And my mother, I answered the phone, and she couldn't, my mom couldn't, she couldn't speak, she couldn't say anything. And I was really worried instantaneously by that. And I don't know if my mother threw the phone or she dropped the phone, but she couldn't speak. And my cousin got on the phone and he started asking me, where are you? Where, what's your address? I need to go pick you up. And just by those things alone, I knew instantaneously, and don't ask me how, but I knew that something was very wrong, and I knew it had to do with my sister. And so I immediately started saying, where is my sister? Put my sister on the phone. And they kept on coming back with, where are you? What is your address? We need to go pick you up. My sister died in a car accident. She was 24 years old and I was 21 years old. And she was a theater arts teacher, and she was a teacher of literature. And it was devastating to our family because we had never gone through anything like that. We had never gone through death. We had never gone through having to go through something like that. And we were absolutely and completely devastated by that. 4 years later, my grandma passes away from cervical cancer. And she was the matriarch of our family. And we're still dealing with the death of my sister. And then we had to deal with the death of my grandmother. And then 2 years later, my mother dies of a heart attack. And so it was death upon death upon death. And I really don't remember the years after that, because they were very dark years and they were very depressing years. And I did a lot of drugs and I did a lot of things that I wasn't supposed to do. I just wanted to feel something other than the death that was surrounding me. And I was so depressed, and I was in agony, and I was in pain every day. And every morning I would wake up to the thought of their three deaths, and I couldn't move sometimes. And this isn't a medical term, but I call it a medical term so I can explain to you how I felt. I call it the 20-second psychosis, because some days it feels that someone just told me my sister died 20 seconds ago. And sometimes it feels like it was 20 minutes ago, and sometimes 20 weeks, and sometimes 20 months. And that's the way my brain is every day and acts. And it was then in that depression that I was like, man, I need to fight for my life, and I need to fight for my happiness, because I remember being happy, and I remember being surrounded by these women, these chingona women, these strong women that taught me how to fight. And so I started, as simple as it sounds, I started just making a list of things that make me happy. Just simple things like tacos. Tacos make me happy. I'm gonna put that on the list. Music makes me happy. My friend Michael Twinkle Toes, hang out with my friend Michael Twinkle Toes. He will make you happy instantaneously. And then I started thinking about photography, and I remember that photography made me happy. And so I just delve into photography, and I just started taking pictures. I'm a portrait photographer. I don't take pictures of buildings and moons and suns. I take pictures of people. And the one thing that I love to take pictures of are drag queens, because drag queens are just art, you know? Their makeup, the hair, the vestido, the dress, everything was just so beautiful to me. I feel like they're walking, talking declarations of independence. And so I started taking pictures of drag queens, and I started a huge collection of all the drag queens of San Antonio. I started then working with a promoter, and this promoter brings all the RuPaul drag queens to San Antonio. So I started taking pictures of all the RuPaul drag queens. And so my collection grew even more. It was then that San Antonio Current started checking out what I was doing. And so the San Antonio Current started sending me to all the LGBTQ events of San Antonio. And this is 10 years ago. So I've been documenting the movement of San Antonio's LGBTQ community. And it's, yeah, it's amazing to me as well. Then that opened up the door. My full-time job is I work for the San Antonio Food Bank, and I'm their photographer as well. I am blessed because I didn't listen to people telling me that I was going to go to hell. I am blessed because I didn't listen to people that said that I was not going to inherit the kingdom of God. I am blessed because I was surrounded by three strong women who taught me how to get through this world. And I am super blessed because my sister gave me the tools to get through this life and to survive and thrive. Thank you.